With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Before our next guest joins us, here she is. In part of the show, this is Charlotte Jones Anderson, most powerful woman in the NFL, talking to the Salvation Army on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. And as y'all know in here, we've been doing this for 21 years. And this morning when I woke up, I made my list of all the things that I was thankful for. My family was first, and y'all were second. And y'all have taught us how to find our servant heart. That is the greatest gift you could possibly give to me and to our family, is to show them what life is all about. And I thank you for teaching us to care and for sharing Thanksgiving with us.
That's the only time I've seen Charlotte Jones Anderson not smile, and that's because she got emotional. Mm. And she's joining us on Sean and RJ on the buyersafety.com hotline. Good morning, Charlotte. How are you?
Well, good morning, guys. You're getting me all choked up first thing in the morning.
Yes, we know how much work you do with the Salvation Army all the time. Have you watched this show? Did you guys get your hands on it? Have you been able to go through it or no?
Do you know what? I actually have, and that was kind of part of our deal, is that I wanted to see it before it hit the airways and make sure that, that we were... I wouldn't say completely satisfied, but certainly approved the content that was going out. And, sometimes when you agree to allow cameras to be everywhere, that means everything. So I think you'll get to see the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between through this series. And it's pretty powerful, I think.
It's awesome. It's going to give fans like never before seen access. It's more raw. It's more unfiltered than Hard Knocks. What were some of the things that jumped out to you? We've played the hot dog loving from Jerry and Steven in the stands. All you guys as a family attending every single event, including these high school games. Jason Garrett, the fire that we sometimes don't get every Monday here on the show. What jumped out to you?
I would actually say what you just mentioned. I think Coach Garrett, I'm not sure he was 100% comfortable with the outcome. Maybe a little concerned. He's like, that is not my public face. And I said, well, that's kind of the whole point of this this series is to actually show people what you're really like behind the door. And of all people, I think people will get a completely different perspective of Coach Garrett and a better understanding of how he works and motivates this team.
Did you know he had such a potty mouth?
Yes, I actually did. But he's very, very much aware of when he steps into the public light of how he wants to put himself forward. And, I respect that immensely.
So, Charlotte, how does it get decided? Like, does it get taken to Jerry and then on down, or are you first? Like, how does this get decided amongst the group on whether to allow all the cameras?
Well, that was kind of initially, this is a series that the NFL obviously is behind. So this is not the first, we're not the first participants in this. I think Arizona was last year. So this was something that the league was highly supportive of. Of course, it's the NFL Network as well, as you know, of which Jerry is chair of. So being supportive of their programming and the efforts is something that we have always been, and we agreed to do this way back when, before the season was ever here, and the off season, quite frankly, was ever here last summer. So we began that journey, and everyone approved that. Jerry Senior at the top of the list, but Coach Garrett as well, and then off we went with the run of our season, which turned out to be quite an interesting year for us in many, many ways, and you'll have a chance to see a lot of that, and once you commit and say yes, you can't exactly, pull the plug on it. So, you got, it was an interesting year to say the least, and you'll, you'll see the behind the scenes of all that.
It's a binge watch for sure. Charlotte Jones Anderson, Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President and Chief Brand Officer. All right, we are days away. It's arguably our favorite event. We'll be at the Star, but we'll have Spagnuolo and others inside AT&T. Set us up for the draft experience, Dallas Cowboys style.
Oh my gosh. Well, we are so excited. I can't believe it's actually finally here. This has kind of been years in the making, really, of us pitching the league of why they need to come to this Metroplex and come to Dallas and come to the stadium. So the fact that it's actually just a few hours, so to speak, away from us opening our doors out here is pretty amazing. I think the greatest thing about this is that there are so many, obviously there's so many great Cowboy fans in the Metroplex, but there's so many NFL fans and football fans in this area, and this really gives them a chance to be a part of this. So whether you're a college football fan and you're watching your favorite prospect from your college, you know, get a chance to continue their career, or you're just a fan of the game, this event actually opens up and allows for everybody to be a part of that. And you've heard a lot about people coming out and being a part of inside the stadium with the draft theater and the 24,000 people that are selected to come inside. What you might not have heard about is that these gates open at noon on Thursday and Friday, and there is a huge draft fair, NFL fair, that is on the lots of our parking lot, 26 football fields worth of activity. Ooh. And a lot of our players are going to be out here signing autographs. There's live music. There's all the NFL experience of, you know, compare your 40-yard dash to the best in the league alongside a huge video board. So you're actually running against this video board, this video wall that's got, you know, you pick your player of who you want to run against, to everything. There's an NFL Hall of Fame. All the Hall of Fame busts of your favorite Cowboys will be out here. The Super Bowl trophies. There's just so much for all 3 days. And then on the third, on Saturday, we're actually opening up the inside of the stadium, and people can go down onto the turf and go back to the prospect room and kind of be a part of where all the action was. And so it should be tons of excitement, but lots of up close and personal with everything that really creates the NFL and the draft experience.
So Charlotte, real quick, Chop, people can enjoy that even without tickets to come inside, right?
Right. You do not need a ticket to be a part of this experience. What I will suggest is there is an NFL Draft fan mobile app. You'll want to download that, because not only does that actually register you, because to get a chance to go inside, because people come and go. As you guys know, when you sit there and you're waiting on your team to pick, well, it's a kind of a long wait till your team gets to pick again. So people will be moving in and out of the stadium, and they will bring people in that are wanting to come inside. But on top of that, you could register and get chosen to win Super Bowl tickets. I don't know that everybody realizes that.
Very
but
cool.
If you are out here on site, they are going to draw a name of those who have actually registered in the app and are present or are experiencing the NFL draft experience, and choose somebody, and you get to go to the Super Bowl. So there's a lot of great activity, and that app will tell you, you know, who's on stage, where, signing autographs, at what time. You can get your picture taken with a lot of our alumni. There's just a lot of great excitement. The NFL Network sets out here. The College Game Day ESPN set is out here. So if you're a fan of the game, you're going to want to come out and see it.
Charlotte Jones Anderson joining us here at 105 through the Fan. Part of that NFL draft experience, there's like the NFL museum that's also going to be out there. There's going to be the bronze busts of a lot of the Hall of Fame inductees. Are these the actual busts they're taking from Canton and putting them out there?
Yes, they actually are. So you'll see Michaels and Troy Aikmans and Tom Landry's and Dion's and Jerry's and Roger Staubach and Tony, all those guys, all their busts will actually be out here. So if you've never made a trip to Canton and seen it there, you'll get to see some of it here.
Now, you guys always have something up your sleeve. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. It's going to have the Star on it. Are we going attendance record? What secret do you? I know you all have some up your sleeve to make this the biggest, the baddest, the most memorable. Can you give us any type of hint or clue?
Well, first of all, just the layout is bigger than it's ever been before. So in terms of all the activation, all the things to do, you know, all the experience and all of that, the trophies and everything, that is bigger than it was in Philadelphia and bigger than it was in Chicago. And I'm sure our fans won't disappoint. There's been so much excitement. And I know we're going to have a great crowd out here. But, you know, we've got a special host of the NFL draft inside, and that's our one and only Michael Irvin. So, you know, if you loved the excitement last year from Drew Pearson, Michael is guaranteed to give it to you throughout the whole experience.
So. You have extra security out there for right. Drew from the Philly fans. Are you going to be careful?
Oh, man. You know, it's going to be interesting. I can promise you, we should, like, wage a bet of who has the greatest, you know, draft announcement, because I bet Philly comes pretty strong after what Drew did to him up there in Philadelphia last time.
Charlotte Jones Anderson previewing the NFL draft on the buyersafety.com hotline. Now, you're normally in the war room. Are you going to be there again this year? And take us inside there of the feeling. Like, what is it like with the rush or the drama of being in there for the picks?
Oh my gosh! So I'm gonna do both. So I'm gonna get it kicked off out here with the commissioner and the first pick out here, and then jump on over to the Star and into that war room where all those guys have been working for months trying to figure out who is the best person to make our team better. So you know, when you walk in that war room, it's certainly a high intensity level. But there's nothing that equates to when you're actually on the clock and the seconds are ticking by. And Jerry says, now, wait a second. Let's go back and talk about all of that one more time. And, you know, you have to remind him that there's 30 seconds left on the clock.
Yes.
Let's decide. But, you know, I think that part is, you know, I wish more people got to see that part. I know now we've got, you know, cameras in the war room. And frankly, we were the first team to ever do that.
Yeah.
So you get a glimpse of that. But if you're really sitting there and that clock is ticking, you know, that anxiety kind of jumps pretty quickly. But there's nothing greater than listening to the prospect that has been selected and him hearing from Jerry and Coach Garrett that he's the newest member of the Dallas Cowboys.
Give us the one pick or the player or the memory that really jumps out to you when the call was made with the reaction, or any pick that really jumps out, burned in your memory.
You know, I will have to say my personal favorite was the very first draft that I had a chance to be a part of, and that was when we selected Troy Aikman. And I actually got to go to New York to take him to Radio City Music Hall and get selected there. And so we had a weekend there in New York of, you know, running around, going to dinner, going to the opera, doing all of that with his agent. Because as you remember, Troy was the very first pick. So everyone knew, including him, and my brother and I got to experience that and be the ones to write his name on the card and turn it in. So
nice.
That was my most memorable experience.
All right, Charlotte, before we let you go, very emotional, I'm sure, for you guys with the departure of Dez Bryant. What was your relationship with Dez like, and what are your thoughts on his career and departure as a Cowboy?
Well, I love Dez, and I always will. He was such an incredible, emotionally charged, kind, thoughtful person that affected our team in many, many positive ways. I mean, obviously his stats show that for being the number one receiver for the Dallas Cowboys in our history. And what he gave us emotionally beyond that, off the field and personally is a relationship that I will cherish forever. And I think that, you know, it's always hard when the business of the game comes into the emotion and the personal experience of the game, because we have a really unique atmosphere with the Dallas Cowboys. And I know that not only our players, but a lot of our organization, it's, you know, it's like a big family. And so you go through the ups and downs of things with family. And a lot of his career has been up and down. I mean, we've been on the yo-yo together of trying to reach the ultimate goal. And so when you go through things like that with people, you know, you create bonds and memories that you don't ever forget. And I will always care deeply for Dez and certainly wish him the best of success wish forevermore that he'd have the star on his helmet. But those things happen, and I hope to see him later on the field, and hopefully we'll be on the smiling end of that conversation.
Have you been following the birth of the royal
RJ,
baby this
no
morning?
RJ, no one cares. Ah. Charlotte, please say no.
Well, no. I feel like we're birthing a royal baby out here at AT&T Stadium right now.
It's the NFL draft experience. Even if you don't have a ticket, it's there for you. $90,000 daily in the NFL experience in terms of the attendance, 24 inside the stadium for the draft theater, and 250,000 plus for the entirety of the draft in Arlington. It's going to be fun, right, Charlotte? We'll see you out there.
Yes, yes. Come out and see us.
Thank you, Charlotte. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys.
She's the best. Bye. The most positive energy. Like, they all have. Jerry, always optimistic. Charlotte, she's always smiling. She's got 100 million things going on. She's the most powerful woman in the NFL. She's always, always, always smiling.
Oh, remember when they were building the star? We took a tour of the star before it was even done, and she had to deal with Roy the whole time. Well, tell me about the technology you have over here. And she's like, well, let me tell you about it, Roy. She was so nice, so sincere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.